For the next song, 330. For the last song, 382. 382. At this time, we'll look to Dan for devotional.
Good evening. It's good to see everyone here. Welcome each one to the service this evening. So our family took a trip here the middle of June, and a lot of traveling, a lot of things to see. It's almost too much. We went to, drove through Kansas, southern Colorado, more southern, central southern, and then on to Grand Canyon. Some of the highlights, of course, and some of our destinations were, I remember going there multiple times as a boy, Royal Gorge. A new spot for me was the Black Canyon in Gunnison area along Highway 50. Then, of course, my wife and I had also been on that highway on our honeymoon, the Million Dollar Highway. Pretty incredible, very incredible scenery. I always assumed it was named after its views, but I guess it was more associated with the mining that it got its name. Silver and gold mining. We did the train through from Durango to Silverton. Views you wouldn't get without being on a train. Just absolutely incredible. Then also some cultural experiences going through the Mesa Verde and the cliff dwellings. And the Grand Canyon, of course, the experience of Four Corners. Some cultural experiences beyond Mesa Verde was seeing lonely horses on desert lands in Arizona, even to seeing road signs that picture horses crossing instead of what in the Midwest we see cows. Cows possibly crossing in some remote areas anyway. Most likely we're seeing signs that say deer crossing or horse and buggies or elk. And out there, of course, it's elk and might be moose. I don't know if we ever saw a bear one, but anyway, those are some cultural things we saw. Also in Kansas, this thing of seeing huge feedlots, it's a new experience we don't get to see around here. Maybe a bit sobering in a way to look at that, just not what we're used to. But mostly I'd like to focus on the absolutely incredible scenery that we saw and is part of our creation, part of where we live, part of this earth. Dalton and I were talking a little bit after our trip about some of this, what we see is the way it was created and what we saw, how much of that was from the flood. He quoted a couple verses that talked about mentioning during the time of the flood that the water went over the hills, over the mountains, or the highest points. I guess it was maybe more said. So there was some of that terrain that obviously it's a little hard to imagine what it looked like for sure before the flood. But places like the Grand Canyon, Royal Gorge, and amazing mountains, and even in the petrified forest, the log jams on top of the mountains, that's also very incredible. I'd like to read from Psalm 104. I think I'm going to ask for volunteers, but maybe for lack of time, I'm just going to read the whole passage here. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Who layest the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds of his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire? Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever? Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stork, the fir trees are their house, or her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointeth the moon four seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun arises. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor unto the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beast. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his work, in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He touches the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. There's more reading I wanted to do tonight, but I didn't know where to break this up. It's just a tremendous description of God's creation, the glory of God, and also towards the end of the privilege we have to be a part of God's kingdom. The story I ran across on our trip in the guidebook for the Durango-Silverton train. June 25 of 1987, there was a truck driver traveling on Highway 160, which I believe is the same 160 that goes through Gainesville here. And he was traveling from the west, going east on 160 into Durango. And I believe it's called from the Hesperus Pass, which is actually right where we stayed, was in Hesperus, and then going down the grade into Durango. I think it's approximately from 7,500 feet down into Durango, which is approximately at 6,000 feet. He had 20 tons of potatoes on his truck, loaded down with 20 tons, and his brakes gave out and went shooting through the intersection of Highway 160 and I believe it's 550 on a green light, and shot straight through the intersection. There was a big berm or embankment on the other side. He shot up that embankment right through the fenced-in area where the engine 437 was sitting on the track, all fired up, waiting to go to Silverton for the morning run, and just shot through that fence going 110 miles an hour and hit at a certain spot on the engine and derailed it by several feet. Potatoes, of course, flying everywhere. And two of the engineers that were preparing the train for the day, they saw it coming and dodged it. Know how you do that 110 miles an hour, but somehow they got out of the way. The driver crawled down on the floorboards and was not killed. He just had a broken ankle and a broken leg. And I guess from what they said of the hour it took to get him out, he was very vocal for that hour. But no one was killed. And quite an amazing thing that it hit just at the right spot. The steam engine did not explode. Cost approximately $50,000 to $60,000 to fix it, and it was repaired. But the thing that caught me the most on the article, it said that it's knowledge, or to everyone's knowledge, that man never drove truck again. In fact, he became a preacher. And through that experience, the Lord works in his life. And I just, reading this passage here, the part that struck me and what I've been thinking about as well is, what has brought me to God? What has brought me to my knees or to the zeal of living out my Christian life and glorifying him with all my heart? And it says here in the last part of Psalm 104, it said, "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his work." And then verse 33, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." So most of us don't have the opportunity to, and don't want the opportunity, to have an experience like that man did, but it likely became a turning point in his life and a place where he sought the Lord. And I believe we can be inspired tonight by the word of the Lord and by what we have experienced in our lives and what we know he has done for us. And we can go on from there and praise the Lord continually and as long as we live, and so that others do know that there has been a change in our lives and the glory is all the Lord's. Let's stand for prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this privilege to worship you and to sing praises to you this evening. Pray that your blessing would be here. Help us to just sing as unto you. And we want to praise and glorify you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's turn in our Christian hymnals to song number 634. Christian hymnal, song number 634. Right after this song, we'll ask the children to come forward. And we'd like to ask all of you children that are ages 12 to 4 to come up here. And Kirsten will lead them in the singing. So right after this song, 634.
No, for the Lord, the love which from our birth
Right, thank you for that. For song, let's turn to 483 in your Christian hymnal. Then after this, Nathan will be in charge of chain singing then. 483.
All right, so we'll be chain singing here a little bit, and I'll ask Birch if you would be in charge of the next song. And I think we'll do a total of four here, so three others beside myself up here. You can turn in your Christian hymnals to song number 380. And I was flipping through the Christian hymnal, which I don't often lead songs out of, for a couple of reasons. One is we didn't grow it up as our primary hymnal that we sang out of, and while I know quite a few songs out of it, it always makes me nervous to choose a song that I'm not sure if everyone knows here. You know, I still haven't connected all those dots yet. Hopefully you know this one, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." And as I was flipping through this songbook, though, I was kind of reflecting back to my younger years. And this hymnal actually was fairly influential. My high school teacher, John Zare, who helped start Voice of Praise, he arranged a lot of songs, still does. And if you listen to enough Voice of Praise, you'll find quite a few songs that are from the Christian hymnal, which they would have used quite a bit more there at the church where he was. And I remember singing some of these arrangements of his when I was in school. Some students or different hymn sings that we did, we'd sing some of his songs. And then I also remember our church there in Gladys, the original church, which is being torn down now, was quite fun to sing in. It was wooden benches, wooden floor, paneled walls, and a hard ceiling, of course. And so the acoustics felt really nice in there. And our teacher, since he loved music, he would sometimes let interested students go over there and practice leading songs or sing together as little groups and things. And I remember, this was in high school, there were four of us that got together and decided we were going to be a little group of our own. And we practiced singing a song. And I think we did end up sharing it at a church service. And it was this one, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." And so as I was flipping through that this evening, that just kind of struck a little chord with me again. So I thought I'd lead that tonight. Song number 380.
One another's thou art called. Okay. I realize you will hear it again tonight, but this was the song that stuck out to me. Number 25 in the church hymnal. Every nation has a, or most nations have a national anthem, and if we are a Christian kingdom, the kingdom of God, then I think this is a very good option for an anthem. Our joy for God and all of his glory and the things he has done for us. For the person to choose the next song, maybe John Friesian, would you take care of the next song? Okay. Everyone who can, would you stand for this? And for the last verse, let's sing it in unison. So we sound like a mighty chorus.
Thank you.
John.
Well, good morning and good evening. I'll greet you throughout the day, since I never do this. I'm really caught off guard. Let's give this a try. Number 398 in your church hymnal. And if somebody could give me a D. Now, this might be a little unusual, but I want to take it up to tempo. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Can we do that? Maybe we should stand. Ready? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. What a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, always delight. Visions of rapture are on my side. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you.
So, John, I don't think you chose someone.
Oh.
But we...
I'd like to sing song number 301 in the church hymnal. And my mom had a lot of favorite songs, and this is one of them. And so I'd like to sing this tonight in honor of her.
Faith, faith, each earthly joy.
Thank you to each of you for sharing. That was very special to me. We'll turn the time over to Jonathan at this time with the volunteer choir. Maybe someone would have a verse of song as those that would like to sing come forward.
So we're planning to sing three songs tonight: "Song of Rock," "Near My God to Thee," and we were going to sing "Joyful, Joyful" in honor of Ginny. But I'll just mention that we're going to sing it in honor of Ginny. We've sung it already tonight, so it gives us a chance. On this one, we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. And we're going to, like, on the first part of the second score, there's a righteousness I. We're going to go straight through that line. We're not going to pause out any other verses. On verse 2, we're going to have the men sing down to the chorus, all in unison. Sing very smoothly, just gently and smoothly. And there will be no chorus on verse 2. So we'll go verse 1 in chorus, verse 2, verse 4 in chorus. Okay? I'll try to get you confused. Oh, holy starts with "Still all my songs shall be," and that "Still all my songs shall be" the alto will join. So start with soprano and alto join. The second verse, men, sing the whole verse, including the chorus part. Sing it in parts to whoever's baritone. Sing melody. If we don't have enough melody, send you seconds. Join. And then we'll sing the other two verses one more. So verses 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
was grace that taught, who made angels, and then when we've been there 10,000 years. Why don't you all help us on the last, so we're going to sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. If you all help us on verse 3 and verse 5. So the amazing grace was grace that taught.